His plan for you and your plan for you are in two different locations.
Jonathan Evans says we need to get our goals in alignment with God's goals.
And just because you're settled and you've met the expectations you have for your life, your career, your finances, your family, doesn't mean that God is okay or he's finished.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Finding contentment is good, but there's a danger when that springs from a false belief that our only responsibility is to ourselves. Scripture says otherwise, and today Jonathan Evans reminds us that becoming self-satisfied can prevent us from realizing our God-given purpose. Let's join him as he explains.
There was a little girl who was working at home trying to earn some money so that she could go to the candy store. And she was working hard to earn some money, and after doing some chores, she earned her $2. And she got in the car with her dad. They drove to get to this candy store, and they got to the parking lot, and she had a firm grasp of what she had worked so hard for, and she was going into the candy store, and they got out of the car, and the dad said, "Well, just hold my hand so that we could walk across this parking lot and you don't get hurt." The problem was is that the money she'd worked for was in the hand that she grasped her dad with. And she opened her hand and the wind blew everything she worked for away. And so she's trying to chase after it because she had worked so hard for it. And she's looking at the candy store and she's trying to chase it. But her father won't let her hand go. And he's saying, "No, just stay with me. You'll get hurt if I let you go because all of these cars in the parking lot." And so she's still trying. She says, "Dad, I got to get to it. I've got to get to it. I've worked so hard for it. I've got to get the money. I've got to go." And he said, "No, just stay with me and let's go into the candy store." They get into the candy store and she's wondering what she's going to do. The countenance on her face and her disposition has changed. She doesn't know what she's going to do. She worked so hard to get to this place. And then her dad reached into his pocket and pulled out a $20 bill. And at that moment, she realized that being with her father is much more valuable than chasing after what she'd worked for. Many of us have worked hard with the expectations we have for our own life, the plan that we have for our own life, the journey to greatness that we're taking for ourselves and all of these different things. But could it be that if we stick with God, he has more in his pocket than we could ever dream of fighting and chasing on our own? And he has called us to a journey of greatness. He has called us to a journey of purpose. He has called us to these things or you wouldn't be sitting here. I don't know any players that get drafted in any sport that get drafted with no purpose in mind. If you're put here by the head coach, you're put here because you have a divine purpose and reason for being, and he wants you to take this journey holding on to his hand, even though that there's things that you've worked for, places where you want to settle, expectations you have for yourself. God is saying, "No, stick with me, because what I have in my pocket is much greater than anything you could be chasing." And when I looked at Genesis chapter 12, I saw a journey to greatness, a great promise that God had made Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, one of my favorite passages of scripture in the entire Bible. Genesis chapter 12, just the first three verses. I see a blueprint of a man who held God's hand all the way to the promise that God has called him to. And for everyone in this room, this applies. "Now the Lord said to Abraham, 'Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.'" That sounds like a great promise to me. He's saying, "I'm going to give you a great nation. I'm going to give you a great name. I'm going to bless you. Matter of fact, I'm going to have your back. I'm going to bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. And in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed." That sounds like a great promise, and God would not have put you here if you don't have something in store for your life based on his kingdom and his agenda, where you put on the uniform of Christ Jesus to make plays on the field that we've been put here to do. And he's saying we have greatness on the precipice of our lives, but there's a journey that has everything to do with our text. There's a journey. It's not just getting to the promise. It's taking the journey to the promise that's been made. And he's holding it in his hands and he's saying, I've got it over here. But if you don't take the journey to get there, how can I unleash it? Okay, the people of Israel, yeah, they were there 40 years, but he couldn't let it go to them. He had to wait for the second generation. Because we're going to get to the promise. The question is, who is the promise going to be unleashed on? And there's many people who have not achieved their promise or made it to their promise because they're so busy chasing their own expectations instead of sticking with the Father. And he says, Abraham, I need you to go from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And once you do these things, then we can talk about the benefits. The problem is Abraham was already settled in Haran. He took his journey from Ur, and if you look at Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, at the end of verse 31, it says, Abraham and his family, they settled in Haran. Settled is different than camped. Camp means you're still going somewhere. You're just taking a rest break at a rest station to continue on the journey of wherever you're heading. But Abraham was settled. Abraham had dropped anchor. He stopped. He was finished. The expectations for the journey had already been met for him. He was good where he was, and even though he was good where he was, the word of the Lord came to him to unsettle those who were settled. And that tells me something. When God's word comes to you, he's not coming to you just to settle you in your own thoughts. He's coming to you to unsettle those who are settled. That his plan for you and your plan for you are in two different locations. And just because you're settled and you've met the expectations you have for your life, your career, your finances, your family, doesn't mean that God is okay or he's finished. And most of us think, you know, when God is talking, he's telling me what I'm already thinking. I heard from the Lord and he told me that this is the person for me. And a year later, they're married to somebody else. God didn't say that. You shoved a pen in his hand and made him endorse something he never said. When God speaks, he's unsettling those who are settled. You know when God is talking to you because your response is more like, come on, Jesus, stop. You're trying to get him up off of you because you've settled in a location, you've settled in a place, you've settled in a way of thinking, a way of operating, and God is saying, that is not it for you. Your plan for you has been met, but my plan for you has not been met. There is a place for us to go, another journey for us to take, and Abraham was settled in Haran, but God said, but my destiny for you, what I have in my pocket, is not in Haran, it's in Canaan. When God speaks, it's not that God doesn't exist to be a reinforcement to your omniscience. That's not what he's doing. Isaiah 55, as high as the heavens are above the earth are his ways from your ways and his thoughts from your thoughts. He can do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. He's not reinforcing your thoughts to help you follow the deceitful heart. He's unsettling you. He's changing the game. When I look at Sarah, she was not already thinking that she would have a baby, even though she was barren and she should have been a great grandmother by then. When I look at Noah, he wasn't already thinking, you know what, I'm going to take 100 years out of my life and build a boat, even though I've never seen rain. David wasn't thinking, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and be the king, even though I'm an outcast in my family and a shepherd boy. None of these characters were thinking these things to the place where God was taking them because God was unsettling them where they had settled. God was taking them to a totally different place. God was not sharing their thoughts. He was telling them his thought. The plan that I had for my life was I was going to play in the NFL for 10 years. Me and Kaniga were going to have some kids. We did that part. I was going to play in the league for 10 years at fullback with one team. Then I was going to take all that money, go retire somewhere, sit on a beach, simulcast my dad sitting on the beach. We're going to have this luxurious life. I had dreamed all of this stuff, and God grabbed my arm and said, stay with me. And I spent so many years reaching back for everything that I worked for, and he said, stay with me. And many of you are on that same journey where you're fighting against the hand of God and your comfort zone and where you have settled. And God is saying, clearly, stay with me because you're fighting him off and trying to get him off of you, but the voice continues. And in your life, you're thinking, why do I have to forgive that person when what they've done, I should be settled in unforgiveness. Why am I still thinking about this? Why am I still thinking about leaving this job where I'm comfortable and I make so much money and I'm paying all of my bills and God is pulling me to minute? Why am I still thinking about this? The reason why you're thinking about it is because God is talking and you can't shake him off. Abraham was settled in Haran and God said, get up, get uncomfortable and go to Canaan. I remember when we were talking about the 40th. And I was on the at-home committee just with the family. We were talking about it. My mom would and dad would go do all the meetings. They come home and tell us what they're doing. And I was excited about most parts of it. My mom came home and she said, we're going to have a gala. And in a Guyanese way, I'm going to be fly. She used different words. And when my mom gets excited about something, she sings. So you know she's excited. She said, oh, we're going to have a gala. I'm dressed up. So I said, okay, I was down with that. We're going to have a gala. That's great. I'm excited about that. My dad was in the bed with a pen in his mouth and a book like he normally is reading. And then he interjected, yeah, and we're going to show the fellowship hall called The Grove. And everybody's going to get to see that at the gala and at church. I mean, this 40th is going to be nice. We got Jim Cimbala. We got James Meek. We got Bishop Omer. You're going to do Sunday night. I was like, oh, this is all good. What? Wait. Because when you're called, it's not settling. You're comfortable where you are, but if I were to call your name and tell you to come on this stage without you knowing it, everything would change about you. When God calls you, it's expect the unexpected. It is not settling.
More from Jonathan Evans on responding to God's call when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I wanted to let you know that Dr. Evans will be back with us next Tuesday. Until then, we're continuing this special series from his son, author, speaker, and chaplain, Jonathan Evans. As Jonathan's been explaining, God holds something special for us and has given us each a purpose for this life and beyond. If you find yourself wondering what that is, then get a copy of Jonathan's thought-provoking audio series called Forever Starts Now. It's a collection of messages that can give you the tools and motivation for getting off the sidelines and into the game, doing what God designed you to do. We'll send you all 9 full-length messages from this audio series on both CD and digital download as our way of saying thanks when you make a donation toward the Urban Alternatives Ministry. And as an added bonus, we'll also send a copy of Jonathan Evans' brand new book on the same subject entitled Your Time Is Now. This special double offer ends on Monday, so visit us today at tonyevans.org or call our resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. I'll have our contact information for you again after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
It's beyond a Sunday sermon, a chance to really dig into the Bible and the kingdom in a new way. Anytime and anywhere, because it's all online. The Tony Evans Training Center. In-depth courses on all kinds of topics. Cultural transformation. Intro to expository preaching. Jude. John. Hebrews, Old Testament, New Testament, and so much more. These aren't sermons. They're teaching courses to help you engage, understand Scripture, and not just to hear about, but to explore the kingdom of God on your own. Find out more at TonyEvansTraining.org. TonyEvansTraining.org.
He was already settled in Haran, and God told Abraham, and he's telling many of us, get up. I'm calling you. Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. Wait a minute, you're going to unsettle me from where I'm settled and then I've got to leave everything that I know behind? I got to leave my relatives, my father, my country, all of those different things that I have grown to become comfortable with and that I know the language, I know the lingo, I know all of these things I have become comfortable with, and you're pulling my arm when I'm seeing everything leave that I've worked for? That's an unsettling feeling. But God has called us to the uncomfortable place in order to get to the great place. leave your country, your relatives, your father's house, and go. And he's got time to wait to see if you're going to be trustworthy in the time of testing so that he knows you're ready in the time of promise. He's got time to wait. And if it's not you, if you're unwilling to get uncomfortable, you've been hearing go in your mind for a long time in different situations, and you've been fighting back even though he's dragging you in a different way, then you might just miss your chance, but he's going to maintain his promise. And that's why I'm up here, not because it's comfortable, but I'm hearing him say, go. Go forth from your whole sports comfort zone. That was nice for a time. That's over. Go. It's uncomfortable. I remember being in the NFL, and Bill Parcells, one of the first things he did when we came to training camp is he started fiddling with our stance. Our stance is our starting point, how we start before we go. And he started fiddling with our stance, and I've been holding my stance for the last 8 years. That's what got me to the NFL. Don't change my stance. And he would tell us in the team meetings, I know it's uncomfortable that I'm changing your stance, but that stance won't work in this league. But it's uncomfortable. I can't figure it out. Well, you need to figure it out because this is a whole nother level. This ain't college and high school anymore. And for some of us, we need to change our stance. We need to change our stance on how we deal with our spouse. We need to change our stance on how we relate to our children. We need to change our stance on how we serve in the church. We need to change our stance on how we deal with our money. We need to change our stance in all of these different areas. And he'll wait to see whether you're ready to change your stance before he gives you a shot in this new league called the Kingdom of God. He's saying, I need you to be willing to leave everything that you know that's preventing you from experiencing the journey of greatness that I have called you on, or you wouldn't be here. Leave your will, your way, your perspective, your history, your thought patterns, everything that you thought you knew was correct. If it disagrees with biblical truth, go. Abraham, I need you to go from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house. Go. My dad has explained it before. I didn't believe him. He said go was an easy word to interpret, but since it was the transitional word here, the big word in a small package, without this word, Abraham would have stayed where he was, but God told him to go, and this little word changed everything. You can study it in as many languages as you want. You're going to find out something. Go means go. It literally renders don't stay where you are. So if it's an easy word to interpret, why are we still in the same spot? And I'm not talking just to you, I'm talking to me. He says, go. And many of us have felt that go in our spirit for a long time and we have not gone anywhere. It's challenging. When you feel the Spirit prodding you and pushing you to do something different, be something different, go to a different place, and you're uncomfortable with it, and you're unwilling to go because you have already settled, and he continues to push, go. Go. Back to your wife. Back to your husband. Go. You're feeling comfortable in that shacking situation? Go. I've been telling you that for about 3 years, but you're saying because our bank accounts are connected, it's too uncomfortable for me to unconnect it so that I can go do what God has called you to do, and you're pushing back from the table of your own greatness. He's been telling you for a while, hadn't he? And everybody under the sound of my voice, and even me standing on this stage, I'm thinking about that thing where I've been trying to get God off of me. But that's when you know it's God's voice, because he's unsettling you. Go. Go where? You gonna tell me to leave everything that I know and you're just gonna give me this little word and I'm supposed to just jump? It doesn't work like that. Go where? Go to the land which I will show you. What land? Before I go, I need to know that the grass on the other side of the fence is currently as green as what I'm standing on. I need to have some go. What do you mean, just go? But that's what God says, doesn't he? Just go. go to the land which I will show you. And what we want God to do is we want him to operate out of order with his own word. In Bible study methods, they teach you to keep the word in line where it is. Keep all of the words where they are when it comes to application, when it comes to your interpretation. Don't expect God to show. If the word go comes before show, don't expect God to show before you go. If you want God to show, he put the clause a little bit earlier. First, you must go. And when you go, then he is free to be obedient to himself, which is what he always does, and then he can show. But first, we must go. Go to the land which I will show you. Obviously, that's a problem because I want to see it first. Faith. Before he can use you and grant you what he has for you, he wants you to distribute some faith and trust in who he is in your life. It seems like the cliche thing. We talk about faith all the time, but it's impossible to please God without it. So how can you not talk about it all the time? Does that mean I follow my heart? The heart is the most deceitful part of you and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So what are you telling me to do? I'm telling you not to follow your heart. I'm telling you to make your heart follow the truth. I took my 4-year-old Kelsey when she was 4. I took her to the doctor's office she was asking me, do we have to go to the doctor's office today? And I was like, yeah, we got to go to the doctor's office. And I know what follow-up question was coming, so I tried to lather it up with good stuff. Yeah, you're going to get lollipops. We got stickers. We got all types of good stuff at the doctor's office. Do I got to get shots? Yeah, you have to get shots. Why do I have to get shots? I don't want to get shots. How many? 4. They give them 4 pricks all at once. I can't stand that visit. Why do I have to get shots? And I told her, because inside of the syringe is the medication, no matter how uncomfortable it is, for you to handle your future. Why do I have to get shot with this word go when I'm so comfortable? Because inside of that spiritual syringe is the spiritual medication needed for you to handle where God is taking you.
Jonathan Evans will come back in a moment with a final encouraging insight to wrap up our time together. As I mentioned earlier, Dr. Evans will be returning to the broadcast next Tuesday following the conclusion of this series. You can request a full-length copy of today's lesson, Journey to Greatness, including material we didn't have time to present on the air, when you visit tonyevans.org. Better yet, take advantage of our special double offer and receive today's message as a part of the complete 9-part audio collection, Forever Starts Now. Along with the messages you'll receive on CD and digital download, you'll also get a copy of Jonathan's life-changing new book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You. These resources can help transform you from a complacent spectator to someone who understands God's plan and moves to accomplish his divine destiny. The package is yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep this broadcast coming your way each day. This is a limited-time offer, so don't put it off. Visit tonyevans.org to get all the details, make your contribution, and download full-length audio resources instantly. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 to let one of our team members assist. That's 1-800-800-3222. These days, many of us try to get as many likes as we can, right? But tomorrow, Jonathan Evans says the only like we should really be concerned about is becoming like Jesus. Right now, though, he's back with this closing thought.
He's called us all somewhere. He has something for us all, and he's holding it in his hands, and he can take all the time that you want to take. What is that thing for you where you need to go? But you've been fighting for years. And when you stop fighting and when you go, God will show. He'll pull that thing out of his pocket. And at the moment that he pulls it out because you stuck with him, you will then realize that being with your Father is more valuable than everything you were chasing.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is celebrating 40 years of faithfulness thanks to the generous contributions of listeners like you.